Welcome to Agency of the Month, featuring the Defense Health Agency, sponsored by Integrity Management Consulting, on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lauren Larson. My guest today is Captain Kim Ellenberg. She's Deputy Director of Population Health at the Defense Health Agency. Welcome. The department has an overarching health and wellness plan. Tell me about it.
Overall, one of the things that we recognize is that there are tremendous primary prevention initiatives going on both through the military health system and at the installations and within the units. What we identified is that there was a need to look at this overall to see what components existed where and how effective are those individual components, and are we achieving what we want to achieve, which is an increased readiness, improved health, of our entire workforce. Our workforce is made up of not just our active service members, but our DoD civilians. And we also want a ready and resilient support for them. So that includes all their families and the retirees that make up the DoD community. So we decided that an umbrella that would provide the opportunity for looking at all these initiatives and coordinating them should exist. And we created that, calling it the Operation Live Well. We established an advisory board made up with representatives of key stakeholders. We gathered information, and this was part of the Greater National Prevention Strategy. We're one of the council members to the National Prevention Strategy. And we did an assessment of what was going on. And from this assessment, we are launching phase 1, 2, and 3 of Operation Live Well. So phase 1 is an education phase. It's not just educating folks outside of the military health system on health promotion and wellness. It's really educating ourselves as well. So it's taking all of those programs we identified, looking for promising practices, looking for a framework that can be applied across DoD for improving health, wellness, and readiness. And that's going to occur over a one-year period. And so the Healthy Base Initiative is the demonstration of those initiatives and different combinations of those initiatives. Phase 2 will be an analysis of the outcomes from Phase 1 and strategic planning for rolling it out across DoD, the strategic framework. And Phase 3 will be the actual implementation of a framework across DoD for improving health, wellness, and readiness.
Okay, and where did you say you are in Phase 1?
So we're in Phase 1 now with the Healthy Base Initiative and that demonstration. We are at the implementation phase on most of the installations that are participating. We are not at the implementation phase for all of them because we can't assess every single one of them at once. And the action plans for each installation are unique to the installation. The framework is the same, but the specific actions are unique to the needs of the installation based on what it is that installation is responsible for and what resources they have. So, for example, one of the installations is Subbase New Groton in Connecticut, and they are submariners, or primarily submariners. They have a major school there as well and some other things going on, but the primary bulk are the submariners. And so looking to support them in improving physical activity and nutrition faces very different challenges than other installations in DoD. When you go on a submarine, you're on the submarine, you may be underwater for 3 months. So what type of food can you bring? How much of it can be perishable? How do you prepare it given a very tight workspace? Right? So there's unique things. How do you do physical activity given that tight workspace? You can't have a treadmill on a submarine because you don't want other people necessarily to hear what it is that you're doing. And so Navy has established some programs specifically to support folks living in a tight environment. And we're excited. We think those are some very promising practices that could be deployed in other types of environments where maybe you don't have a gym facility available to you.
Okay. So as you began this and you look at the different programs at the installations, how did you decide where to begin and what programs to start with?
So we did really start by looking at what is the disease burden of, you know, the military health system. We also looked at what are contributing factors to that disease burden. And what we found is obesity and tobacco are things that really present a challenge to us from a health perspective and from a readiness perspective. And so since those really aligned well with the National Prevention Strategy, and they were things that were low-hanging fruit that we could take on in short time with potential great impact, we decided to focus the Healthy Base Initiative on those two areas. And that's not to say it's exclusive to obesity and tobacco, but it was where we began. And so the framework that we looked at was CDC's Healthy Communities, and you know, we also look to some of the state health associations and then county health associations to see how they're addressing those issues in their counties. And from there, we decided that we would address physical activity, we would address nutrition, we would address sleep as part of obesity, we would address tobacco. So those are our primary targets.
We need to take a short break now. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
What does it take to stand up a new agency? A clear mission, an agile approach, and a talent for finding common ground. Integrity Management Consulting is helping integrate, streamline, and modernize the military healthcare system by providing the Defense Health Agency with financial, acquisition, and program management support. Integrity has helped build the foundations of new agencies with missions of national importance. It helped stand up the DOD-VA Interagency Program Office with core planning, budgeting, and acquisition management expertise. At TSA, Integrity turns siloed acquisition initiatives into synchronized programs. Its business case analyses have received the highest ratings department-wide 3 years straight. When the mission is to integrate, collaborate, and innovate, Integrity is a trusted partner with the knowledge and experience to solve complex problems. Turn new beginnings into strong, forward-leaning organizations when you work with Integrity. Learn more at consultwithintegrity.com.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. I'm Lauren Larson. My guest today is Captain Kim Ellenberg. She's Deputy Director of Population Health of the Defense Health Agency. Before the break, you mentioned obesity and tobacco. What are the biggest preventable health challenges facing the department today?
Tobacco certainly rises to the top. We incur nearly $54 million a year in expenses related to absenteeism, smoke breaks, things like that. And that was written, that's available publicly in the Institute of Medicine data. And overall, when you include healthcare costs with that, it reaches $1.6 billion annually. So there's a huge financial impact to us. Some of those costs are attributed to losing individuals that we've invested in for training. You know, it's a lot of money to send folks to school, time and resources to invest in them to bring up their corporate knowledge. And, you know, if you have somebody who's trained in a specific skill and they work hard to earn that skill, we want to make sure that what we're doing is offering them the support that they need to have a healthy lifestyle, that the healthy choice is the easy choice so they can meet their readiness requirements and we can maintain the value of our investment.
So how are some of the ways that you're helping service members quit smoking?
We have a lot of different ways that we're doing that. It's a very exciting time right now. So TRICARE has smoking cessation services that are available to everybody. So we're excited. We have a web-based education materials. It's on You Can Quit Too, an award-winning web-based service that we have. People can be on there. Somebody will ask them if they want to chat within minutes. It's open 24 hours a day. It's available 7 days a week. We have smoking quit lines in the north, the south, and the west. So that's available to all beneficiaries, regardless if they are prime, you know, associated with a military treatment facility or they're receiving, you know, their benefits in an associated facility outside of the military. The counseling services that we have are from a TRICARE authorized provider, and they will cover 2 quit attempts each year, a 3rd quit attempt if, you know, your physician really is saying this person is motivated and they need this help. We can cover that as well, up to 18 smoking cessation counseling sessions. We offer for free nicotine reduction therapies like the patches and everything. So we really do that. We're working with the Office of personnel management, because there's over 600,000 DoD civilians, and the DoD civilians, you can see just by that number, play a critical role in our readiness as well. So when we look at addressing tobacco, we want to support not just the DoD beneficiaries, but our DoD civilian workforce. This is really important to us. Other things that we're doing include unique strategic communication efforts. We have a holographic individual to capture folks' attention. We're trying that on some of the healthy bases. We have...
Can you tell me a little more?
Sure.
About that?
Her name is Holly Graham, and she really is... Holly Graham is a hologram, and we selected an individual who to put out snackable sizes of information, snackable, you know, bite-sized pieces of information that would help activate and motivate and connect people to resources. So, you know, short little clips, those were generated with the help of Paul Fitzpatrick, who runs our You Can Quit Quit line. We also reached out to experts at the Uniform School of Uniform Health Sciences and to our behavioral health folks. So we really wanted to make sure we had short messages that were just very motivating. She'll be stationed at different places on those healthy base installations that have selected her, perhaps outside the children's center, perhaps outside the commissary, outside of the gym. She'll be moved around, and the idea is just to catch people off guard, get their attention, and deliver the message in a little bit different way. And she'll offer messages that don't just address tobacco. She'll offer messages that address, you know, performance, that address nutrition, et cetera, et cetera. So depending on where she's positioned, we have targeted messaging. So we're really excited about that. And then other initiatives include Fight the Enemy, which is a video competition which we ran, and we would like to rerun that again, and we want to really target some of the younger folks on that. A lot of people like to do vines, and they like to do videos and share them. They're very voyeuristic. And it's a way to get to people who are creative. You know, there's different people express themselves and are good at different things. So if these, if there are groups of populations that want to be creative and get involved through film, we think probably peer-to-peer messaging, particularly for younger folks, may be better made by them than by ourselves. And so we're giving them that opportunity. It sets up a competition, an opportunity to be recognized. And so that's the Fight the Enemy. We've already run the contest once. There was voting, and a winner was already selected. And we'll run it again, and we'll see if what kind of messaging it has or what kind of effect the messaging has.
Okay. I want to back up a second and go into depth a little bit more on the alcohol program, that guy, and obesity a little bit more.
Alcohol certainly contributes to obesity. We're all aware of that. It also, unfortunately, seems to have a correlation between, you know, that and the ability of a service member sometimes to stay in the service. You know, it's, if you get a DUI, a driving under the influence citation, that could be career-ending. And we have great young folks, and we want to support them. So focusing on, you know, how to be a top performer is a goal. The That Guy campaign is an excellent campaign on the installations where it is implemented and where there has been opportunities to turn the heat up on awareness of that campaign. We are seeing fantastic results. It is an effective campaign on getting young folks to think about, what choices am I making? You know, am I going to binge drink tonight? Am I not going to binge drink tonight? You know, who's my designated driver? How, if I make these choices, how am I going to appear to the opposite gender? You know, this is a big topic for the 18 to 24-year-old crowd. So it's a great campaign. And as we're getting results in and continue to see that it's an effective campaign, there are efforts to revitalize it in different areas, especially, you know, since people move from installation to installation and we have constant turnover in the services with people retiring and new people coming on board, we're working hard to keep it fresh and keep it relevant. It's fantastic.
We need to take a short break now. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Facing complex challenges under reduced budgets and tight schedules, Integrity Management Consulting can help you find the optimal path to solutions. Integrity's innovative acquisition, financial, and program management strategies help federal agencies set priorities and create efficiencies to save time and money. Integrity has helped build the foundations of agencies with missions of national importance across multiple departments, including Homeland Security and the Department of Defense. It's been a trusted partner to stand up new programs and find common ground to integrate existing ones. With broad and deep knowledge, Integrity experts help define success, measure results, and provide the accountability you need in today's environment. Integrity Management Consulting has the right people to solve complex problems. When you need experience you can count on, rely on a team with a proven track record. Work with Integrity. Learn more at consultwithintegrity.com.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. I'm Lauren Larson. My guest today is Captain Kim Ellenberg. She's Deputy Director of Population Health at the Defense Health Agency. As you've pulled these programs together from the different services, can you think of a few programs that stood out to you?
Absolutely. There's one or two that are going on that specifically address childhood obesity really stand out, and that is in Yokota, Japan. Lily Bogtas, who is a school nurse there, had implemented an initiative to do recess before lunch. And what she found was that when the children were eating lunch prior to recess, there was a lot of plate waste. Kids were throwing out good, healthy food. They weren't consuming their milk because they were anxious to go out and play. When she implemented a policy at the school and worked with the school to have recess before lunch, the children were coming in. They were very thirsty. And they were really hungry. They worked up an appetite. And so the plate waste went down. They were eating more nutritious food. They were consuming more milk and seemed to have better outcomes with behavior and everything else in the classroom. And so one of the things that we're evaluating as a promising practice is that policy to have recess before lunch. It's not really a cost issue. It's more of a timing issue. How do we schedule things? And does scheduling, you know, when we do have recess versus when we have lunch make a difference? The second initiative that she implemented was called the 5210 program, and this really supports the White House Let's Move initiative. And it's a message that says 5 fruits and vegetables a day, 2 hours or less of screen time, 1 hour or more of physical activity, and 0 sweetened beverages. This is a program that's evidence-based. It's adopted by the American Academy of Pediatrics, and we're incredibly excited. It's a simple message. We've programmed it into Holly Graham. So when she's at the CDC's, she has the opportunity to share that message with parents. Lily implemented it with the children at Yokota as an after-school program, and she definitively saw a change in behavior among the children and what choices they were making in selecting fruits and vegetables. The children reported that they were excited to eat fruits and vegetables. She also saw a change in their BMI, their body mass index. So it effectively helped them to reduce their body mass index, and it pulled the whole community together. Folks from the wellness center, folks from public health command, young individual service members who had time on their hands helped participate in that program and really made it a community-wide program for the children, and I think that helped with morale. You know, Yokota is in Japan, and there are some families who really spend most of their time on the installation, and so community there is very important. But just one more that sure. I really think gets to the future of healthcare. We have where we deliver care in the medical treatment facilities, we've implemented patient-centered medical homes, and these patient-centered medical homes have really looked at a focus of, you know, how do we care for a group of individuals as a team, right? And it's a great focus. We've also implemented, Army has something called the Wellness Center. And the Wellness Center is really focused on health and wellness. So an individual now has an opportunity to get the support they need for their medical care, for primary prevention, for care coordination through the patient-centered medical home. And if the care they need or the support they need is more focused around weight loss or how to exercise properly, they have the opportunity to go to the Wellness Center. And so it's giving people the right support at the right place at the right time. If they go into a wellness center, they can take you, for example, as an individual. If you are at risk for developing diabetes, they can administer a test to you just through breathing that will tell you what your metabolic rate is, how many calories you need to burn each day if you're not exercising, how many calories you can take in if you are exercising, and then, you know, how to adjust that so that you yourself have the information you need to make the right choice. You know, I'm not working out today. This is how many calories I can afford to eat. I am working out today. I can increase it by this. And then they follow that on with group classes, so you really begin to recognize, how do I read a nutrition label? What are the foods I'm selecting? And it really empowers the individual. So I really think this is the future of moving from a system of health care to a system of health, that partnership between the patient-centered medical home and the wellness center. So that's another promising practice that we've identified that we're evaluating.
As service members leave the military and retire, how are you supporting health beyond?
So that's a very good question. What we have come to the conclusion is it has to go from cradle to, grave. We need to start with the children, which is why we have initiatives that work with the children, because they're our greatest pool of recruits. And we need to incorporate a culture of health and wellness from the time people walk into the recruiting shop through their basic training and all their schooling throughout their career, including the schooling they get prior to retirement. We have voluntold people throughout their careers to do X, Y, and Z, right? You need to be fit, you need to meet readiness standards, et cetera. What we see is after retirement, and for us, retirement is 42, 45, young, we see that folks end up really struggling then with weight as an issue. And the question is why? And as part of that education, remember we talked about the metabolic rate, how fast your body burns calories, how much energy do you need? And, when you're on active service, perhaps you're burning more calories. And, when you go off active duty service, perhaps it's less. And so making sure that our folks are literate in that information is going to be incredibly important. So we're looking at partnerships with other individuals, other federal agencies, the National Institutes of Health. Army is working on a pre-retiree weight management pilot that we will demonstrate during the Healthy Base Initiative. They are a group of individuals we need to look at and help them understand how they remain part of this bigger family and how our social determinants and behavior choices impact the greater mission. Each one of us, all members of this big family, have to understand the personal accountability we have and the choices we make and how those choices impact the greater mission. And we need to understand it throughout our career and throughout retirement.
That's all the time we have today. I want to thank my guest, Captain Kim Ellenberg, Deputy Director of Population Health at the Defense Health Agency. I'm Lauren Larson. You've been listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Agency of the Month, featuring the Defense Health Agency, sponsored by Integrity Management Consulting. The entire show is available on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency of the Month. Agency of the Month, Thursday mornings at 10, only on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.